Okay, this is Parak Dalet, Hilchos Schiros. Continuing halachas have to do with the limitations and the responsibility of renters and other watchmen. Okay, so let's say a person rents a donkey to take it to the mountains, and instead, what does he do? The guy takes it through a valley. All right. So let's say it slips, so he is exempt. Even though he took him to a different area than he said he would. However, let's say, what do you call it? It got harmed because it was too hot outside, then he's obligated to pay. Let's say he rented it to walk it in the valley and he instead took it to the mountain. So if it slips, he's obligated to pay. Because it's more likely it's going to slip on the mountain than it will in the valley. But however, if it died because of, let's say, heat, putter, why? Because the heat that's in the valley is less, excuse me, is more than the mountain. Meisha ruach, what do you call it? She minashabes b'rosh harim, because of the wind that blows at the top of the mountains. Vimhocha machmas amayla, but let's say it's what do you call it, became overheated due to the working up the mountain. Chayev. So do v'chein esokos apara lachrosh bahar v'char shabika. Let's say a person rents a cow to plow in the mountain, and it plows in the valley. V'nishbar kankan, right? And let's say the plow breaks. That's what he's using to plow with. The renter's potter. Why? And so the law applies that as long as he didn't go against the owner of the cow can go ahead and he can go after financially the people who were involved in, like, for, sue basically people who were involved in the plowing. The So did the renter didn't go against the instructions of the owner of a nishbar kankan, and then the plow part broke. Din balapara imomnin. So then again, the owner of the cow can sue the workers. Schara lachrosh bavika v'charsh bahar. Now let's say he rented it to plow in the valley and he plowed in the har v'nishbar kankan, and then let's say the plow breaks. A socher chayev. The renter is what is obligated. V'nina shel socher imomnin, and therefore the renter can go ahead after, again in this case, because he's not the one actually pushing the cow, he can go after the workers who messed up. Excuse me. Halacha beis. So what's the halacha with the workers who break the plow while they're actually using plowing with the animal? They pay, right? Who pays? It's the person who holds the actual plow part at the time of plowing. Malos, right? But let's say the field has different like layers or plateaus, levels. They're both obligated, but in paying for the plow. Whether the person holding like the pole that guides the plow along, as well as the person holding the actual part of the plow. Halacha Gimel, Sachar Ladosh Bekitnis, Vidash Betvua. Let's say I rented a cow to thresh beans and legumes, and instead it threshes wheat, v'hochukla, and it slips, Pater Betvua, Vidash Bekitnis Chayev, Shekitnis Mechalekes. So he'd be exempt if it were wheat, he'd be on the hook if it's beans, because beans cause slipping. There was an incident where a person rented his donkey to somebody else. Amrlo, and he said to him, "Lo selach bo baderech nahar pikud shemayim mitzuyin sham." Says, "Don't walk it by the pikud river bed because there's water there." El baderech narash ein sham mayim shem ba mayim. Rather, take it to this nerish area where there's no water. Halach baderech nahar pikud umesach hamar. So he took it down the pikud way and it died. Lo yishamayim shamayim veizaderech halach. But there are no witnesses that can testify to which path he took. El humatzma amar benar pikud lachti. Rather, he says on his own, I went the Pikud way. There was no water there. And it died from natural causes. Since witnesses will say there's always water in that riverbed, he has to pay. Because he went against the intent of the owners. But we don't say of what's the benefit for him lying, where witnesses would be present to testify automatically against his claim. Let's say a person rents an animal to bring 200 litra of wheat, and he brought 200 litra of barley, and an animal died. Why? Because what we're going to say is that the more amount made it harder to carry, and barley ends up taking up more space. So therefore, that's made it heavier. So to, let's say he was rented to he rented the animal to carry grain, and instead he meant put straw in it. Let's say I rented it to bring barley, and instead I brought wheat instead, and it dies, then it's putter. Then I'd be exempt. If a person rents an animal for a man to ride upon it, a woman should not ride upon it. But if it's rented for a woman, a man can ride it. And any, what do you call it? You can have any woman ride on it, whether she's small or large, even if she's pregnant, or when she is nursing. Let's say I rent an animal with the purpose of carrying a very specific weighted burden. I want to add to it though. So if I add a 30th to the weight, alashir, that I agreed to him, umesa, then an animal dies, chayef. But pachos mikan, if it's less than 1/30, pater. However, he still has to pay the extra amount that he put on the back of the animal. Sarkastam, let's say he rented the animal without specifying any amount. In anosa ele mishkal, yidua, medina losa mehema. He can only put on the standard weight that would apply in that country for that animal. But if he did 1/30 on top of that, kagon, shidarka, losa, shloshim, because for instance, let's say he usually carries 30, vitanale, lamed alef, and he put 31 on it, omesa, it dies in ishbra, or it gets broken, chayev. So to a boat that you put 1/30 more of its acceptable weight on it, the tub and it sinks, I'm on the hook to pay for the damages. Let's say a person added one kav to what a person, let's say someone hired to carry things. Let's say the guy's injured because of this extra burden, the other person's chayv to pay. Even though he is someone who is has intelligence, and he knows that he feels the extra weight, he might think that it feels heavy because maybe he's not feeling well, and that's why it feels heavier. Let's say I rent a donkey with the intention of riding on it. So what I have to do, I can put on it my clothing and like my water bottle and food for the trip. Because the guy renting it, we don't expect him to stop at every 7-Eleven along the way to purchase food. The owner of the donkey, though, he can go ahead and prevent the socher from carrying anything more than that. So the owner of the donkey can put barley and straw that for the donkey to eat for that day, right? Yes, socher ma'akiv. Right, but more than that, the renter can stop him. Because you can buy it from any 7-Eleven. Let's say, for instance, there's no place for him to purchase anything. Then he can put both the food for him and the food for the animal on it. For the journey. This all applies to renting without any specification. And also in a place where the custom's not known. But in the place where there is a set custom, hakol fi minag, everything goes by the minag ha-makom. That ends Perek Dal, and we'll continue with Perek Hey next time.